The Wildcats and Lady Cats cross-country teams ran well at a meet Saturday in Wiley, and we get results from cross-country coach Andy Holt.
We had a good run. It was a good, it was a good change of pace. We've been out in East Texas quite a bit with, running in Tyler and Longview, and, able to go over to Wiley and visit some of those Metroplex schools, and I thought our kids ran well. The boys placed third overall, about 13 teams that were there, and then the girls placed sixth. And, I was pleased with how we ran. On the girls' side, we were missing two of our, top five runners with Madeline Massey and Grace Grafton. Madeline's battling some shin splints and, just hadn't been able to work out and hadn't been able to run. So we decided to, let her lay off. And then Grace got sick on us and was too sick to compete on Saturday. So, but I thought our girls went out and ran well. We were led again by Miranda Pierce. Miranda is a senior this year and has really stepped to the forefront and worked really hard for us, and it's showing on game day, or should I say race day. And she, finished 16th overall, which is another good finish for her. And then our second runner through was Taylor Robinson, a freshman. She placed 21st overall, ran well. Really competed, and it was fun to watch her do that, and hopefully she can do that every race. And then Star Resendez was next. Summer Brooks, was after that, and then Peyton Pierce, and then both the Helm girls. It was Lauren Helm and then Caitlin Helm. So that was kind of rounded out the squad. And again, it was a tough course, so the times were definitely slower. And not to mention, it was a little bit longer than normal. Most of my kids that wore a GPS got a 3.2, 3.25, which, normally it's 3.1 or even 3 miles. So that adds another minute or so to your time. So some of the kids weren't real pleased with their time, but you gotta go with what was given to us. And everybody went out and ran the same race, and that's how it went. But I was pleased with the girls and how they competed. And like I said, Miranda's been working really hard, and it's paying off for her on race day.
And on the guys' side?
Yeah, the guys, obviously placing third was great. We started off really well, put ourselves in some good positions at the beginning of the race. Jacob Gatewood finished eighth overall. He was right with the leaders from the get-go and stayed with them. Then Carter White was after him. I believe Jacob finished eighth. I believe Carter may have finished about 15th or 16th. And I thought Carter ran much better than he has in the past 2 weeks. And, I think he's starting to find his groove a little bit, and ran well. And then Nathan Mabry was behind Carter. And then we had Will Fain. I thought Will ran a good race, a smart race, it was a tough race, and I thought he competed hard. And then we also had Tanner Ramirez and the freshman, Peyton Vickery. They came in right neck and neck, basically, and competed well there. And then our seventh runner finished up with Cesar Andino. And I was pleased right now with how they're running, how they're competing, and it's exciting to watch them. And, it was a tough course, like I keep saying. It had a lot of hills to it, had a lot of turns, and, it was fun to go out there and compete.
KSST Sports.